I have to apologize to you on behalf of NASA for using your country as a drop zone for used and unneeded space hardware. Because when we decided to drop Skylab, I was told it was going to land in the ocean. And probably you were told it was going to land in the ocean. Well, it didn't. A lot of the components ended up in your country. And guess what? I ended up at my museum receiving one of them. That's an oxygen vessel that was wrapped in fiberglass. And that's why it survived reentry. You'll see on one end it's kind of black. That's the end it reentered in. And it survived. And I understand there's a couple more sizable pieces somewhere in Australia that came down from Skylab. So I apologize to you on behalf of NASA for dumping our junk on your country. These are the guys that I worked with, and I look after them as the real heroes of the space program in the USA. They were the first, they were the bold, they're the brave that stepped up and said, we're going to take our flag into space. And they were successful at doing that. And Shepard, again, shared with me a story. The night before he was to fly, he couldn't sleep. Can you imagine? You know, guy's just going to climb on a rocket the next morning, fly 240,000 miles away. So he went out to the rocket launch pad in a pickup truck. In those days, that was pretty common. And he got out of the pickup and was going to go up to the top of the rocket, the spacecraft level, about halfway up. And by the way, that rocket's being fueled. And it's bumping and humming, and that fuel's expanding the metal, and it's making a lot of noise. He gets up there about halfway, and he sees a light on. Crawls out of elevator, sticks his head in this compartment, and there's a guy in there working. So he crawls in the compartment, introduces himself, and finds out this is a technician. Interesting enough, this technician had worked on Shepard's Mercury 7 rocket in 1961. And here he was doing the same thing on Shepard's rocket about to go to the moon. So they talk about the weather, possible delays and aborts and so forth, and football, family, and all that. And finally, the technician says to Shepard, do you know how all these parts on this rocket work? 3 million parts. Shepard says, no, I've never met that guy. And this technician said, I haven't either. But I'm here tonight to make sure my part works tomorrow morning. And guys and gals, that's how we were successful at putting 12 American astronauts on the surface of the moon. They stood on the shoulders of 400,000 men and women in our country who get up every morning and said, I'm going to make my part work. And that's the legacy we leave with the younger generation today. And our country and your country, whatever you just choose to do, make sure your part works. You've been a great audience. Thank you very much.